disrespect anybody that you're running into. How in the world do you think anybody's supposed to respect you?
If you don't give a heck about the man with the Bible in his hand, just get out the way and let the gentleman do his thing.
Now you're the kind of gentleman that wants everything your way.
Take the sheet off your face, boy, it's a brand new day.
Respect yourself.
When you first come here,
keep talking about the president, he won't stop air pollution.
Put your hand over your mouth when you cough, that'll help the solution. Yes, it will.
Oh, you curse around women and you don't.
LP Alpine, my 107.9 FM.
Good evening, everybody. You've got Mixing It with Mallory and Marty. And unfortunately, Mallory could not be here in Detroit, Michigan tonight. So she won't be joining us. Did I say Detroit, Michigan? I think I did. Why did I say Detroit, Michigan? Well, you have got Motown Marty tonight. That's right. We are back in the house with Mo Music and Motown. Motown, of course, started in Detroit, Michigan. So I thought that, you know, I'd get on my private jet, go off to Michigan, and do a live show. What do you think? I think it's great. So anyway, we've got some great music, and I had to start my show off tonight with sweet soul music, a Georgia boy. How could he not be? He's got to be from the South. Arthur Conley, sweet soul music. And yes, I do have a little church. It did say soul, a little different kind of soul, but you get the point. Sweet soul music. Man, did I dance to that song so many times my feet should be off. I love this song, and you will too. You got to get up and dance, and I mean it. Margaret, get up. And then the Miracles. You really got a hold on me. Well, the Miracles, of course, was with Smokey Robinson. But kind of like Gladys and Knight and the Pips, she took off and left the Pips alone. So I guess Smokey went off and left the Miracles alone. Oh, did I say Miracle? My goodness, I just thought of it. Another church word. What can I say? Little different kind of miracle also, but great music. So get up, grab a partner, or grab a mop. I don't care what you do. Get up. You got to dance to this music. If you don't, you know, something's wrong with you.
Do you like good music? That sweet soul music.
I don't like you, but I
Wow, that really got a hold of me. I don't know about you, but I'm dancing. And I tell you where there's some more dancing going on. Right now at the community center, we got moms, we got kids, we got volunteers there at the community center dancing their little hearts out. I can just see it now, doing the conga line or whatever, the electric slide. There we go. But I tell you what, I bet they don't have Motown. If they had Motown, they'd be doing some Mo dancing. Now, wouldn't they? Now, coming up, we've got two groups, I should say, Supremes and the Marvelettes. Marvelettes was first, and I got to tell you, I think they were better than Supremes. I was not a fan of the Supremes. You know, I think Diana Ross, who was always anorexic to me, I think she was always in a bad mood, probably for lack of food. That would put me in a bad mood. I know that. But getting back to that, you know, David and I, my husband, we went to see, in Dallas, we went to see Diana Ross. Well, she needed the Supremes with her, I got to tell you something, because she lip-synced. I said, you know, we should go see her. You know, she's an icon. Let's go see her. You know, when we're 102, we'll go, oh, yes, we saw the Supremes. Well, I'm not 102 yet, but I've yet to really brag about that because it was terrible. It was lip syncing. It was no music behind her. She did 15 or 16 changes, and she was so thin. I think she changed on stage. You didn't even know it. But anyway, we've got Come See About Me. I had to throw the Supremes in there because, of course, they're an iconic from the Motown era. And, you know, she was involved, I believe, with Gordon Berry. And that's all I'll say about that. And maybe that's why she became such a front runner in the Supremes. And they didn't like it, let me tell you. And then the Marvelettes. They were from Michigan. Too many fish in the sea. And sometimes when my friends here in Alpine go fishing, I don't think they think that. See ya.
Though you love and lose, you must stand tall. 'Cause
Too many fish in the sea? My gosh. I was told that many a time when our heart is broken, they'd say, there's too many fish in the sea. I always thought they were talking about catfish, but what do I know? Anyway, getting back to the next two songs, Brooke Benton, and I know my friend Mallory, she wouldn't know these people. I'm sure she's probably heard of the Supremes and whatnot, but Brooke Benton, I love him. He is singing with Dinah Washington and dancing in the street. And, you know, if you're an Alpine, it's all right. It's after 8, but it's safe. You can go out into the street. Go on. Take your radio, though. You can dance in the street. Martha Reeve and the Vandellas. Oh, boy, would Mallory be giving me a hard time with this name. And my real name is Martha, but I kind of like it. All right. Brooke Benton, he was one of the biggest influences in Elvis Presley's life. That is a big statement coming from the king of everything, as far as I'm concerned. He adored Brooke Benton, and I do too. He did Rainy Night in Georgia. And, you know, I read something about Martha Reeve. Actually, it wasn't about Martha Reeve. I take that back. It was about Dinah Washington, who is singing with Brooke Benton. She was married 8 times. And, you know, I got to say, this song, Baby, You've Got What It Takes, I don't think she ever found the right husband.
Well, now it takes more than a robin to make the winter go. And it takes 2 lips of fire to melt away the snow. And it takes 2 hearts to make a fire grow. And baby, you've got what it takes. Well, it takes a lot of kissing to make a romance sweet. And it takes a lot of loving to make my life complete. And it takes a lot of to knock me off my feet. And baby, you've got what it takes. Well, well, you know you've got just what it takes, because it takes more. Stay away from you. Takes more than a lifetime to prove that I'll be true. And it takes somebody special to make me say I do. And baby, you've got what it takes. Well, well, just what it takes, because it takes more than an effort to stay away from you. And it takes more than a lifetime to prove that I'll be true. And it takes somebody special to make me say I do. And baby, you've got what it takes. Well, well, mm-hmm. And baby, you've got what it takes. And baby, you.
Dancing and
Wow, y'all look great out there in Alpine dancing in the street. I'm not there, of course. I'm in Detroit, Michigan, but I have people posted everywhere. I have a good friend. She lives in Lakeside. Her name is Cindy. Not only do I watch after her, she watches after the city. Well, that's stretching it, the town of Alpine. Anyway, getting back to the music. Temptations, I mean, come on. How Motown can you go? You gotta go. And Otis Redding. Well, the first song coming up, Ain't Too Proud to Beg. I'm not. I am not too proud to beg, especially for good fried chicken. I am a Southern girl, as you can hear. I am not too proud to beg. Sitting on the dock of the bay, catching all those catfish. I mean, I love catfish. As Mallory would say, you must be hungry, because I am. I keep thinking about catfish. I don't know why. It's this Motown sound that's just got me going back Southern, even though we're in Detroit, Michigan. Ain't Too Proud to Beg. I was reading about this. At first, they love this song, but they said, you have to go back into the studio. It needs more of a story. It needs more of those high notes. And they said that when they got through singing this song, his glasses, one of the guy's glasses was just fogged up. He was all sweaty. I know that feeling. I'm doing it right now, just thinking about fried chicken. So I hope you enjoy.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg, and you know it. Please don't leave me, girl.
The morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit
on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. What 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time.
Okay. Get up on your feet again. Get off that dock of the bay. We've got Junior Walker and the All-Stars and Jackson 5. Junior Walker, he was from Blytheville, Arkansas, moved to Indiana. This was one of his biggest hits, Shotgun. And speaking of shotguns, I needed one this week. I surely did. I've only shot one in my whole life, and I will never do that again, but I needed one this week, and I'll tell you why. Beware, beware, beware. Serious moment. Warning, warning, Will Robinson. I had a virus attack. I had a malware virus. It was called Antivirus Soft. It popped up like 7 o'clock in the morning. I was in the production doing some work, and it took over the computer. And I asked my husband, why can't they find these people? Get out the shotgun. They need to be shot. He says, of course they can't be found. If they were in the United States, we would find them. They're like in China, in Russia. Well, you know what? I'm ready to go. Who's with me? Get your shotgun. Let's go. Okay. That was my serious moment. That was my serious moment and my warning. I want you back. Well, Jackson 5 did this, and I remember this song as clear as I'm sitting here in Detroit, Michigan, looking at the snow. No, it's not snowing. I just had to throw that in. I love snow. I Want You Back. It was at college, Louisiana University, NLU. It was renamed. Playing on a, what do you call it? Oh, yeah, a jukebox. We had jukeboxes back then. I'm sure they have them now. They're all relics, kind of like me, but that's all right, too. I Want You Back. And this is one of the first time when they had all the little Jacksons. And that, to me, that was when they were the best. I love the Jackson 5. So, if you're with me, if you got a shotgun, and this song moves you, call me, 445-1079.
Thank you.
Little Stevie Wonder, Salmon Day, Motown's finest. Little Stevie Wonder, he has been named everything. His last name originally was Hudgens, and then it went to Morris. And then one producer, after hearing him sing so many songs, named him Wonder because he said he's like the eighth wonder of the world. And in Motown, I got to tell you, he was right. Then Sam and Dave, Soul Man, Sam and Dave. Oh, hold on, I'm coming. But we're going to do Soul Man tonight. There's so many songs, I didn't know which song to pick. I would have had to done a whole show just on Sam and Dave. And interesting notes about Sam and Dave, I think. For 13 years, they would never speak to each other off stage. I know a lot of marriages are like that on stage, but that's all I'm going to say. And you know who you are. Anyway, getting back to the music. Signed, sealed, delivered, I am yours. There's been so many people that have tried to sing it. You know, I watch American Idol, and I cringe, literally cringe, when they say they're going to do a Stevie Wonder song. Because Stevie Wonder can't even do a Stevie Wonder song. It is a, if you ever try to sing his music, it is so difficult. Signed, sealed, delivered, I am yours, Soul Man. And as I told my husband when I got married, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong.
Ooh, baby, yeah, I am signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
Then that time I went and said goodbye.
all you romantics out there, yes, Motown has a romantic side. How could they not? Did you think I forgot about Percy Sledge? Did you really think I forgot about Percy? I don't think so. When a man loves a woman, how can I forget that song? Oh, my goodness. So we're going to do some slow dancing. We're going to have a little lights down low. We're going to light some candles. Okay, I'm back. Next group, Cookies. And they sing Chains. This was a three-girl, all-girl band also. They broke across every kind of ethnic background. They were height of fashion. They used to be on TV, and everyone couldn't wait to see what they had on next. Not a lot of people maybe know of the Cookies, but I know of the Cookies. Chains. Then, Marvin Gaye. What can I say? I got to say a lot. I tell you, Marvin Gaye, he also has done so many songs. All the greats have. And the song that we're going to do, and there were so many that I could have chosen. Of course, I Heard It Through the Grapevine is, of course, one of my very favorite songs. But I've played it before on a show. So I'm not going to do that to you. But I will do Ain't No Mountain High Enough. And you know what? When a man loves a woman and's got her in chains, there ain't no mountain high enough.
He can see. think you're fine. I'd like to love you, darling. I'm imprisoned by these chains. My baby's got me locked up in chains, and they ain't the kind that you can see. Whoa, it's chains of love that hold on me, yeah. I wanna tell you, pretty baby, your lips look sweet. I like to kiss them, but I can't break away from all of these chains. My baby's got me locked up in chains, and they ain't.
With Motown Marty here. I love that name. In fact, I'm really considering dropping the last name and just go with Motown Marty. What do you think? Call in 445-1079. Let me know. I like it. Anyway, getting back to the music and missing my co-host Mallory. She would have made fun of some of the names of the artists. And you know what? We could really make fun of some of the names of the artists that they come up with now. In fact, they make up some names for bands today that you don't even want to say their names over the air, let alone play their music. But not Motown. I'll play Motown anytime. I love it. Now, who remembers American Bandstand? Yes, American Bandstand. We could still say American back then and everybody would shout, yay! That was my political moment for the evening. But anyway, I used to rush home from school and, you know, turn the TV on, and I just wanted to see them dance, and I love to dance. I dance in front of the TV. There is nothing wrong with it. In fact, I know you do it. The first step is to admit it. Just admit it. That's all I ask. Well, that being said, our last song, I'm ending with a shout. A big shout. And before I announce who the artist is, I want you to go tomorrow, if you would, to our remote at the Alpine Creek Center. We're going to be located in front of Ace Hardware. It's a new client that we have. They're new in town. Yogurt Joe Jubilee is a new client that we have. Diaz Auto Detailing, they've been with us before. They've been back on again. We appreciate you, and we so appreciate the people from Alpine Creek Town Center. Jessica, Crystal, and of course, Gail. Thank you so much for letting us do our remote tomorrow in the Daniels Shopping Center. Everyone kind of knows where that is, that's for sure. And it's going to be a great time. We're going to have giveaways and all kinds of stuff. Now, before I leave, I do have one update. If Mallory had been here tonight, I would have let her do this because she is supposedly the news reporter. The Bank Geezer Bandit. Now, I have heard that he has followers, and they have two pages on Facebook about the Bank Geezer Bandit, and the FBI is not happy. Oh, no, they're not. And, you know, I'm not too happy either. I do not promote crime. I do not. I cause it. I mean, no, I was kidding. I was kidding. Anyway, our last song, and thank you for listening. Thank you for being here with me tonight. Motown Marty is going to announce Shout by Isley Brothers. You just want to shout sometimes.
Well, you know you make me want to shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, baby, come on.
Say you will.
Say it better, yeah.
Say you will.
Come on now.
Say
that you love me.
Say
that you need me.
Say
that you want me.
Say
you want to please me.
Say
come on now.
Say
come on now.
Say
come on now.
Say
I still remember. You know you make me wanna
shout,
lift my hands up and
shout,
throw my hands back and
shout,
kick my heels up and
shout.
Come on now,
shout,
take it easy,
shout,
take it easy,
shout,
take it easy,
shout,
a little bit softer now,
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 shout,
a little bit softer.
a little bit softer now.
Shout
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 a little bit louder 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 now.
Hi, this is Adam Williams, kicking off another great hour of music on KRLY LP Alpine, my 107.9 FM.
I want someone to love me, who I am. I want someone to need me. Is that so bad? I want to break up madness, but it's all I have. I want someone to love me for who I am.